We Like Dota is brought to you by the beautiful support of our patrons Yield Raven, Icebug, Titus Andromeda, Jeffrey Peterson, Nathan Johnson, Bunny Data, Paul Bender, RX Cowbell, Edge, Paul Turner, Bayloot, Wisp, new patron Beandop, and new patron Brandon Heller. We Like Dota, episode 228, starts now. Hello and welcome to We Like Dota. We have a very special episode today, unlike a lot of our recent special episodes. Today, I have the honor of introducing to the We Like Dota podcast for the first time, Siggy and Alex. How are you guys doing today?
Hey.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Siggy and Alex are members, and I think even the founder, one of them, we're going to find out in a second, of Permastunt Gaming, the only Dota 2 team in the world where all players have physical disabilities. At least it says that in the Twitter description. We're going to just ask them some questions, and hopefully by the end of the episode we're going to know a bit more about them. But first of all, how are you guys doing today?
I'm doing fine.
Yeah, I'm doing great as well.
So let's start with the first question. How did you guys actually meet?
I put out an advertisement on Reddit. And Siggy contacted me.
Yeah, that's pretty much what happened.
So you just started, like, you just felt like playing with more players who have physical disabilities.
Yeah, I mean, when I saw the post, I just thought, yeah, why not? This could be cool. And, I mean, it's been a great experience ever since.
Nice. How long have you guys been together for?
I think it's been...
2 weeks?
No.
Longer?
No. Yeah, way longer. Like a month.
Oh, wow. Okay. Time flies.
That's rather short.
It is.
Okay.
I mean, this whole project is rather short already. It almost sounds like a New Year's resolution when I think about it.
If I may ask, what are your actual physical disabilities of each of your members, not only you two guys?
Okay. So... I'll start with Siggy. Well, Siggy can talk for himself, I suppose. But
yes.
I was born with a muscle illness, congenital myopathy, otherwise not specified. Siggy, what do you got?
Nobody has any clue what it is, but I only have two fingers, one thumb on each hand. So, I mean, many specialists are just stunned. I went to the UK once to see a hand surgeon there, and he was just like, what is this? And yeah, so that's my story.
All right.
I think, and I wrote some notes down about the other people in the team. Zaw had a surfing or kiting accident, and ever since has been paralyzed from the shoulders downwards. Jakob is wheelchair bound. Shatov is an below the knee amputee, and Mutemba, not the man, has a spina bifida.
What's
a congenital disorder as well, and Manicure has cerebral palsy.
Okay, do your members what technical assistance do your members rely on to actually play Dota? Because I imagine it's quite difficult to play Dota when you're paralyzed from the head down.
Zaw, he uses a joystick with his mouth. And I think activated voice commands.
Mm-hmm.
And for the rest, I don't think there are any special things that we use. Maybe extra macros but even that, I mean, for me personally, I don't need to use.
I can only use specific kind of mices. I can't use all computer mices. I have to, like, it has to have this special curve. I mean, I use normal mouses, but I have to pick them carefully so I can, like, balance them on the mouse pad. And other than that, I use a regular keyboard, just basically a regular mouse. It's a Razer Diamondback. Mm-hmm. And yeah, nothing more special.
So you have to use a mouse, not one that's best, like not one of those that's specifically manufactured for people with physical disabilities, but you just have to use a normal consumer mouse with a certain shape.
Yeah, I use a normal consumer mouse with a special shape because, like,
okay,
most regular mice are, like, for right-handed people, angled to the right and have, like, these huge curves so they can, mm-hmm, like, fit a palm better. I can't use those. I have to use, like, flat ambidextrous mouses.
Interesting. So, from my understanding, or from at least what I've heard from you guys before we started recording this, you guys are not only keeping up with people without physical abilities, you're mostly also surpassing them, just in terms of raw skill. So I just wanted to ask, what's your guys' like MMR or badges right now?
Last season, I was Legend 5 with the MMR 3850. I was like, mm-hmm, 5% away from Ancient 1, then it got reset, yeah, and I got knocked down to 3.1, and now I'm 3.45, and I'm Legend 5 again, but they're like 7 right, stars now.
That's still way better
well,
than me.
Well, I haven't calibrated my MMR in a long time. I think it's been like 3 or 4 years ago. And even then, I think only had a group MMR because I played with friends. And that was like 3,500, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, you can probably say that Alex doesn't play that much. He is rather just on the managing side of things, for now at least.
It's something I want to change, because when you're managing and coaching, you want to be able to keep up with your team as well.
Okay. I heard some of your other players are like rather good as well, or rather exceptional at Dota.
Shatov is, he was immortal last season, and mm-hmm, he was on the leaderboard on the US East server, but now he's...
Top 100?
No, the leaderboard, like, goes up to, like, top 500, I think.
I mean, that's still better than anybody in our community.
He was, like, number 464 or something. I can't remember it specifically. But now he's Divine 6, I think. Please don't be mad if I'm wrong.
Damn.
But
that's...
Yeah, so he's really, really good.
I mean, Divine or Immortal, still really, really impressive in my opinion. Do you guys actually compete? Do you play in amateur leagues?
Well, the project hasn't been going on for a while, so we have only been like, we started like 3 weeks or a month ago, so that's the plan, but it's not currently happening, but it's definitely the plan.
For the longest time, we've been mainly recruiting, because that's the real difficulty, finding people that are motivated and have the courage to step forward into this project. Because it's really like one of my posts on Reddit. It's we are venturing into unseen territory.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's also one of the like how do I say it? Like one of the goals with the stream is to like make other disabled people who might be insecure about their disabilities to help them come forward to see other disabled players,
yeah,
play.
So you'd feel like now at least the Dota community isn't accepting enough in the sense that people don't have to be afraid to come forward.
I think
with
people
their
aren't afraid about their physical disability. I think they're self-handicapping themselves. Like, you know the term self-handicapping? Okay, so...
No. I mean, I understand
it's almost
there's some association with it.
You're disabled, but you're like, oh, I can't do this anyway, so I won't even try. It's a way of self-defeat. And if somebody shows you that it's not true, that you're stuck in this mindset, and that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get people out of this mindset so they can start competing too, because you can compete. Even, mm-hmm, if you're disabled.
And I think the stream might have those positive effects on people that that's more people will come out with their disabilities and play with us. That would be really awesome.
And maybe then we'll also see more people with a disability in the professional scene.
Would that be like certainly cool to look out for, to have a disabled player in the professional scene?
Absolutely.
That would be actually pretty amazing.
So, in a lot of the time when I play Dota, I see the word retard being thrown around a lot of you. Do you feel personally offended because that word refers to disabled people in a condescending manner? Do you feel personally offended when people throw out stuff like that, or are you able to like brush it off easily? Because I'd imagine like you're sitting on a computer screen and the other people can't see you, so they don't actually know that you're physically disabled, and they can't curb their using of the word, in a sense.
For me personally, I find my disability to be pretty hilarious, and I like to make jokes about it, so I have very, very, very high tolerance for people saying stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It doesn't bug me. But I think for many people who don't have this high tolerance and like don't see the comedic side with themselves, with their disability, that it might be hurtful for them. So it's probably best if the community could shift away from that, but that's a
hard
task.
Do you think like that has to do with how severe a disability is, like being able to laugh about stuff like that?
Could you repeat the question?
Do you think that has to do with how severe a disability is, like being able to laugh about something? Or more specifically, being able to laugh about people calling you retard?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of don't understand the question, to be honest, but...
I can just say it. We can edit every blooper out, so it's not that bad. I meant that... I mean, like, you're... I don't want to say only, I'm not sure if that's offensive, but you... I mean, I think you can live a, like, completely normal life, even with your disabilities in your
let
hands,
me, let
am
me,
I right?
Let me cut in here. I think everybody has insecurities about themselves, if it's disability or not, severe or not. And if somebody makes fun of it, of course it's likely to strike a nerve, right? So...
Mm-hmm.
The degree of disability doesn't dictate this kind of thing. It's whether the person itself feel it's important or not.
But I mean, I was very bitter when I was a kid about my disability, but I felt that everything just started to get way better when I started laughing about it. And when I'm saying those jokes, it feel like I'm taking the power away from other people when they use those kind of words, because mm-hmm. I can laugh about it. Then they don't have that power anymore to like to get under my skin and get me irritated when they use something like that. So I'm kind of taking the power away from them. Or that's actually my
point of view. I think
that's
true.
Yeah. That's interesting. So also through your Premisland Gaming organization, you're also trying to pull other Dota 2 players with disability out of that hole of being very bitter.
Yeah, and giving them confidence.
I'm not in any way generalizing that all people with disabilities are bitter. I was just
No, we don't want to insinuate that.
Yeah, I was just describing my experience, my personal experience, but...
I think your experience is very relatable.
Yeah. But I mean, I think it's the human nature to be bitter if you are not like... If you like, stand out of the community because of some difference that you have. I think it's very natural... I think it's the human nature to be bitter, but not all disabled people are bitter, if you know what I'm
we
saying.
Have,
yeah,
we
yeah,
have the
I
capacity
understand.
To be bitter. That's true.
Yeah. So, on a lighter note, you've been streaming recently. You guys can find their stream at twitch.tv/permastuntgaming, all small letter cases and all together. How's been streaming working out for you guys?
We've only had one stream, that was yesterday, and it has snowballed ridiculously hard. We got amazing receptions, but... And by the way, Rat Eye gave us a shout out today. That meant a lot. And we got a lot of followers on Twitch. I think we got 650.
Nice.
For only one stream that lasted for 2 hours. I think that's exceptionally good.
Yeah, people were asking about subscribe buttons already. Like, oh man, I would totally have subscribed right here if there was a button. I'm very hopeful that... our team has a future.
Mm-hmm. So, are you guys going to try to build up the stream?
Yes.
That's the plan.
Is it only going to be you streaming, Siggy?
For now, for consistency reasons, but Saw, he is already a streamer, so we might have other people streaming on other channels, but for the time being, it's only going to be me on the Permastun channel.
And I was just going to add as well that personal talks with the other team members, they said it would be cool if they could stream as well. So I know at least one or two are definitely looking into setting up a streaming rig.
I think I actually forgot to ask, how many teammates do you have right now in this moment?
Yeah, I think we have six. But today I quote unquote recruited another person, if he fits into the team, he's recruited. There's no upper limit that I want to set, but once I have two functional teams together, I think for Dota at least, that's as far as I'm able to manage personally.
Sure, makes sense. It's a lot of fun. I want to ask the question from our dear server admin, Elihim. What is one thing you guys wish everybody understood about your team that they don't currently understand?
That we are human just like everybody else. We're not special persons or don't want to be treated in any special way. I think from my standpoint, that's what I would want
to know. Yeah, yesterday we had an interesting conversation. Sige and I, where we're like, yeah, we don't see ourselves as disabled. So I think people shouldn't see us as disabled either. On the other hand, I mean, very realistically speaking, once we go to LAN parties, we'll probably need some extra help, but that's long ways in the future. As long as things go online, we are just like anybody else.
I like the view into the future, though. You're already planning LAN parties. I like that.
Take over the world one step at a time.
So I want to ask about you guys' name. I personally think it's hilarious, and from the We Like Dota community, I think everybody's loving their name. How did you guys come up with your name?
That's actually, I pitched the name God's Rejects, and we thought it was, it was okay, I guess, but then a guy commented on one of Alex's Reddit posts, and he said, you should be named Permastunt, and I laughed so hard. I thought it was so funny.
It was
funny.
Just perfect. Couldn't have done it better.
And then we just decided to go with that. And I actually saw that he commented on the stream post, like, oh my god, you actually used that name?
Alright, last question, because I want to keep it kind of short. What do you guys like most about Dota? It's a classic question.
That's a hard one.
Yeah.
I saved the hard one for the little end.
No, because I'm only thinking about all the negatives right now.
Think happy thoughts.
It's just probably having a fun game with friends. I mean, it's just like any other activity. Just like with fun people it is fun, and just like grinding that MMR up is always fun as well. So, and the competitive, all the competitiveness, and how it's like a huge team game. I like that as well.
So for you, it's the cooperation and the competitive aspect.
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Yeah, Alex? Okay. I had a little time thinking about it now. It didn't help at all. I must agree that it's also definitely the competitiveness. But I got into Dota because my friends and family, they were they're gamers. And first I started with Counter-Strike, and then we shifted a little bit to Dota. And then I got a lot of friends playing Dota, and it just snowballed me into this direction. And I just have a lot of positive memories that connect me to Dota.
Okay.
Yeah, I actually, I've played CS since 2004 or 5, I think. And when the whole CSGO thing started to burst up, I was kind of fed up with Counter-Strike because I've been playing it.
You mean the gambling scandal?
No. I'm talking about just when CSGO reached its
the time peak, frame.
Peak popularity. Okay. Yeah, because I've been playing Counter-Strike for such a long time, and I was just like, ugh, I'm sick of this game, I want to try something new. And I already played Heroes of New Earth, if you know that game.
Yeah.
And then I was just like, hey, Dota 2 is free, and a couple of my friends are playing it, why not give it a go? And now I have like 3,500 hours playing Dota, so there's been no looking back.
I hope you're enjoying the ride. So, I think this marks the end for a quick little interview. One last thing. Do you guys have anything to plug?
Well, we are setting up, our Twitch channel, definitely we could plug. Our Twitter. If you follow us there, then you'll hopefully stay updated for future events that are updates on the team.
All right. As again, that's twitch.tv/permastuntgaming. And what's your Twitter handle?
Permastuntgaming. Or permastuntg.
Yeah, permastuntg.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you guys for joining me. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us. Bye.